Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5. Using the commentary of the Sephardim, we like to use a different commentary blue letter each season with the translation and explanatory notes of Rabbi Palkovitz. We are in Aleph Yudalad 114. We have reached one of my favorite, if not my favorite, Mishnah in the entire Pirkei Avos. I love Pirkei Avos from cover to cover, and so many Mishnahs are amazing, but this one, I find one of the best, most interesting Mishnahs in the entire Pirkei Avos, and this comes from Hillel. Again, Hillel being a fascinating character, very moser nefesh for Torah, even when he didn't have enough money to pay that half a dinar to get into the study hall, as we talked about the other day. He still went to the roof in frigid weather and had the patience for converts, for people. That's why and he gave precedence to talking about Beis Shammai before himself. That's why most often we go by Beis Hillel. But this Mishnah is a key Mishnah of this phrase. Hu Haya Omer, join us. Hu Haya Omer. He used to say, Hillel used to say a key phrase. Listen to this key phrase. Im ein ani li, me li. If I am not for myself, who will be for me? You have to take care of yourself. You have to stand up for yourself. You have to get things done for yourself. Nobody can do it for you. You have to do it. And that also is in terms of physically taking care of yourself. That's in terms of emotionally taking care of yourself. And that's in terms of solving your mission in life for sure. No one can do it for you. You yourself have a unique mission. Have a special mission. Have a mission that has to be done in this world. And no one else can do it but you. And ain't on ely meely, if I don't do it, who's going to do it? If I'm not going to take care of it, who's going to take care of it for me? Yankel Shmerel is going to take care of my mission. But his name is not Tani. He can't do Tani's mission. We have to do it. I have to be for myself. No one else could stand up for me. It has to be me. I have a unique mission in this world. I have to take care of it. No one else could do it. And I also have to be involved in self-care, mentally, emotionally, and physically. I need my time. I need my space. I need to be able to take care of myself. It's okay. At the end of the day, after you take care of your spouse and kids, especially if your spouse is napping, you want a little time to debunk. You want a little time to decompress, take a nice shower, read a nice book. That's okay. You have to take care of yourself. It's very big in mental health to have self-care. You also have to physically take care of yourself. Make sure you eat well. Make sure you sleep well. You have to take care of yourself. If I'm not for myself, who is? No one can sleep for me. I myself have to sleep. Got to take care of yourself. But then remember, if you are taking care of yourself, you can't be the only person you think about in the world. U'kisha'ani la'atzmi ma'ani. But if I am for myself, if I'm only focused on myself, if I only think about myself, what am I really? A selfish, spoiled person. An entitled, bratty person. If I'm only thinking about myself, what am I? I'm nothing. I'm worthless. I'm idolizing myself. I'm worshiping myself. We're not here to take care of ourselves only. Granted, it's important, of course, and no one else can do it for you, but that can't be the only thing in the world. You have to remember you're one of 7 or so billion people in the world. You're a tiny speck in this timeline of human history. You have to be living for something larger than yourself, more than yourself, for your family, for those around you, for your community, for the Jewish people at large. I cannot be only for myself. If I'm only for myself, what am I doing here? What is my purpose? I'm wasting my time, and it's almost not worth for me being here, God forbid. The imlo achshav ematai. And if not now, when? If not now, when? Started in Pirkei Avos, not from these secular people that use the INNW movement or situation. Carpe diem, seize the day. Today is the day. Do not procrastinate. Do not push things off. Do it today. If I don't get it done today, when is it going to get done? If I don't seize on the opportunity, if I don't seize on the movement, I don't seize on the mission, when is it going to get done? That was the idea back in 2018. I said, you know what? I need to sit down and figure out what I could do with radio, what I could do with audio. And for a long time, I thought about it. Then one day, I just sat down and said, I have to do it. If not now, when? When am I going to do it? So Hashem put the idea in the mind to do the Pirkei Avos show, to do the OT show, later on the Daf Yomi show, and the Parsha show, and much later on, the Life show. If not now, when? And I actually reached out to a Jewish radio personality the other day, because I want to be on the radio. If not now, when? If I don't push myself now, if I don't get it done now, when is it going to get done? Next week? Tomorrow? You got to get things done today. Yeah, I don't really want to take care of this. Yeah, I don't want to take care of that. But do it today. Seize the moment. Do it today. Just the other day, I cleaned out the area of the couch. I hate doing that, but I said, if I'm not going to do it today, when am I going to do it? And the other day, the dishes were lining up in the sink. I said, I got to do it today. And the shoes were all over the place. I had to do it. You know, every day, tackle a little bit today. If not, now when? If you don't do it, when are you going to do it? So three key statements to live by that Hillel teaches us. If I'm not for myself, who will be for me? I have to take care of myself. I have to do things myself. I have a unique purpose in the world. I am the only Tani that will ever be. I'm the only Tani that will ever was, the only Tani that will ever come to be, and the only Tani now. Yes, there might have been other people named Tani. There might have been other people that might even have my Hebrew name in the past, now, or the future. But I am the only Tani with my special name, my special purpose that ever existed, ever exists now, and ever will exist again. So I myself have a very spiritual purpose and very unique purpose that no one else could do, or no one else did, or no one else will do. And same goes with Yankel and Moshe and Shmerel and Cheryl and Sarah and everyone out there. And Malki and Rifki and Binyamin and whatever your name is, everyone, and Moshe and Shlomo and David, everyone has their own purpose. Everyone has their own mission. And that is the thing that has to be done. Who's going to do it? Only you. But remember, it can't only just be you. You have to live for everyone else around you, for the world. If you're only for yourself, what are you really doing? Are you a selfish person or a selfless person? We have a whole topic, life topic series about that also. And if not now, when? You got to do things today. You got to seize the moment. You got to grab hold of it today. Let's see what the Sforno says. If I'm not for myself, who will be for me? If I am not for myself, who will be for me? A man cannot acquire a portion in the world to come through an envoy, unlike material things which one can at times acquire through one's servants. Zachen la'adam shalom b'fanav is a famous concept in the Talmud. I could get something for merit for someone's behalf. If I know they would love this bracelet, my cousin, my wife, my daughter, I could get it for them without them even asking me. But if it's something that they wouldn't like, I can't do it without their permission. Zachen la'adam shalom b'fanav, for his benefit, for her benefit, you could do it. If I know my brother would love X, Y, or Z, or my friend would love X, Y, and Z, I could do it. Therefore, I have correctly said, this Sforno says, he who does not increase his hours of Torah learning decreases his life, from Mishnah 13. If you're only for yourself, what are you? If I am for myself, for example, if I make an effort only to perfect myself, but do not try to teach others to fulfill the intent of Hashem among the multitudes, then what am I? Of what importance am I that the will of my Creator be fulfilled by me alone? Hence, I've correctly said, he who refuses to teach Torah deserves death before. For such an individual is not concerned to increase the honor of his Creator to the best of his ability. Indeed, this was the sin at Meribah. As the verse says, because you transgress against me among the children of Israel, the waters of Meribah Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because you did not sanctify me among the children of Israel. That comes from Devarim. And if not, now when? And there is no excuse for an indolent person to refrain from increasing his Torah knowledge or from teaching others by claiming he will do it at some future time. For the time that he squanders cannot ever be replaced, being that life is short and never long enough to complete God's work. This is what is meant by, and if not now, when? The notes point out from Rabbi Palkovitz, masterfully, the Sforno links the first part of the Mishnah to the previous Mishnah. The rhetorical question, if I am not for myself, who will be for me, ties in with the previous Mishnah's teaching, he who does not increase his Torah learning decreases it. Similarly, the question, and if I am for myself, what am I, merges with the teaching of the previous Mishnah, he who refuses to teach Torah knowledge deserves death. So remember, before we move over to Shammai next time, what he says, remember, if I am not going to do it, who's going to do it for me? Take care of yourself, take care of things you need to, have self-care in terms of emotional, physical needs, and take care of your mission. No one else could do it for you. But remember, you're not just for yourself, you're here to help the world and to do good in the world, to fulfill your mission by making the world a better place, working on bad traits, but make sure to do it today. Start to do it today. Don't procrastinate. Make sure it gets done. Make sure it gets done today, and don't waste any of your days. Great sayings to live by. Join us next time as we talk what Shammai says about making Torah study fixed here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.